Part 3. You will hear Holly, a student on an events management course, talking to her tutor about her work placement. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 24. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 24.
Hello, Dr. Green. I'm here to talk to you about my work placement.
Oh, yes, it's Holly, isn't it?
Yes.
So, which work placement have you chosen?
I decided to go for the Orion Stadium placement. The event I'll be managing is one where I'm helping to set up a sports competition for primary school children.
Yep, that's always a popular placement, even though it can be tougher than you think, working with children.
I know, but it's the fresh air that attracts me. Organising something indoors doesn't have the same appeal, even though it might be fun.
OK, so obviously safety is going to be one of your key concerns for this event.
Yes, I've already thought about that. I'll need to make sure none of the equipment's damaged.
Ah, well, you'll be working with schools, so the equipment will be their responsibility. However, the grounds and what goes on there will be yours.
Oh, I see. That'll include keeping everyone within the boundary once they're in their kit and on the field?
Exactly. You'll need to inspect areas like changing rooms as well, for anything someone can trip over.
Mm-hmm.
But your main priority will be not to lose anyone.
Right. I'll need staff to help with that.
And don't forget about the spectators.
Mm. I was thinking that many of them will be parents who could help run the event.
I wouldn't rely on that. They'll be more interested in filming their children than volunteering.
I'll need to make sure they don't interfere with events doing that.
And that's not always easy, especially when a proud parent's trying to get a snap of their child and you want them to move elsewhere.
OK. What about the scheduling?
With sporting events, there are all sorts of things that can alter the timetable, like rain, for instance. Though, so far, we've always been lucky with that.
Yeah, and I was thinking about what to do if someone got hurt as well. I know that last year that caused a terrible delay.
You have to be prepared for such things.
Oh, what if a match ends in a draw? Do you let the teams keep going until someone wins?
That'll be up to you. And again, you need to plan for it.
Right.
Before you hear the rest of the discussion, you have some time to look at questions 25 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 25 to 30.
Now, the aim of your work placement is to give you the opportunity to develop the skills that an events manager needs. So, let's talk about those a bit.
Well, I think my communication skills are pretty good. I can talk on the phone to people and book venues and that kind of thing.
Good. Just remember, it isn't only about what you say. If you meet someone face to face and want to persuade them to be a sponsor, for example...
Oh, I'll dress up for that, sure.
Good. Let's go on to think about your organisational skills. You're working in a very people-based industry, and that means things won't always go to plan.
I guess it's being prepared to make changes that matters.
That's right. You may have to make an on-the-spot change to a timetable because of a problem you hadn't anticipated.
Just do it, okay?
How's your time management these days?
I'm working on it. I'm certainly better when I have a deadline, which is why this work suits me.
Yes, but it's how you respond as that deadline approaches.
I know I've got to look calm, even if I'm in a panic.
Just think to yourself, no one must know I'm under pressure.
Yeah, even though I'm multitasking like crazy.
Another skill that events managers need is creativity. Often your client has what we call the big picture idea, but it's up to the events manager to think of all the fine points that go to making it work.
Right. So I need to listen carefully to that idea and then fill in all the gaps.
That's right. And you'll have a team working under you. So another key skill is leadership. Your team may have lots of ideas too, but you've got to make the ultimate choices. Do we have refreshments inside or out, for example?
Isn't it better to be democratic?
It's a nice idea, but you have the ultimate responsibility. So believe in what you think best. Be prepared to say, yes, that's a good idea, but it won't work here.
I see what you mean. What about the networking side of things? I know it's an area that a lot of students worry about, because we don't have much experience to offer others.
But even without it, you can still be an interesting person with useful ideas, and the more people you impress, the better.
I guess that will help me when I apply for a real job.
Exactly. Think ahead. Remember what your ambitions are and keep them in mind.
Definitely.
That is the end of part three. You now have half a minute to check your answers to part three.